Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my special co-host, Mr. Harold Copeland. And we are in studio, super excited to be in studio with you today. In the name of Jesus. So we will continue in our lesson, the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. Now we are in part three today, and we encourage you to go back on the broadcast and listen to parts one and part two so that bring you up to date to part three. But what is good to know for the soul and to know for the body and to know that our spirit man is alive with Christ, because of Christ, through Christ, that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit lives within us. So Minister Copeland is going to continue with this wonderful lesson as we move through the pages of Scripture that reveal, that it reveals the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. So we encourage you to get your pencil and paper to take some rich notes, that you would be ready to receive what God wants you to have, so that we as a whole, as the body of Christ, will can grow and go in grace. So without further delay, I'm going to hand the mic over to Minister Copeland so that we can just dive right in to the scriptures. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. That's the peace of God released into your heart and your mind and your soul. And we also release the blessings of God upon you, your family, your whole household, in Jesus' name. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's a delight, it's an honor, and a privilege to be back in studio with you again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know, honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge will take you to God's plan and purpose that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. As was said earlier, we're still on this great, awesome series, The Relationship of the Spirit to the Soul and the Body. This is a life-changing teaching, a teaching that separates the spirit from the soul. And your eyes come open and you see who you are in this Christ, and you see the treasure that God has buried on the inside of you, and you find out the lies that are hindering you that's operating in your soul, knowing that your soul is still filled with the old life. And even though that old nature is dead, buried, and gone, that nature programmed the soul before that nature died. And that soul, our soul, our minds are like computers. That program got to be rewritten all over again. And it has to be rewritten according to the miracle that God has already done in our spirit man. And the Bible calls that by the renewing of your mind. And we're on a journey. We're renewing our minds. And the Bible promises that we will prove what is the perfect will of God for our lives. Amen. Let us dive on into the teaching. We always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. And our lunch pad scripture comes out of the book of 1 Thessalonians, the number 5, verses 23 and 24. Let us read that, please.
1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Amen.
Amen. Now, we are going to look into the spiritual mirror. We learned from Mission from the Heart that the Bible is a spiritual mirror, and the Bible spiritually reflects perfectly who we are in Christ, who we are since we've been born again, who we are since this change has come into our life. And we want to look at some of the treasures that is buried on the inside of us, the promises that God has already given us spiritually, supernaturally, because we just don't want to hear the word. We want to be a doer, and we want to partake of the goodness that Abba Father has rendered to his children, freely given as a gift. So let's look at a couple of scriptures. Look into the mirror of God's word. And let that mirror reflect. When we are reading the scripture, just let the mirror reflect spiritually what God has done in you and through you, with no help from you, the gifts that he has given you, the heavenly treasures that are buried in these earthly vessels. First scripture, familiar passage of scripture, out of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse 17. The 2 Corinthians, and please write these scriptures down so you can meditate in your quiet time with the Lord. The 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse 17.
Anyone is in Christ. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
A new creation in the spirit man. The old is gone. Now the new is here. And today, we're going to tap into the new and let the old go and stay wherever it's gone. Next scripture. 1 John. Chapter 4. Verse 17. Write that down. Write it down. 1 John. Chapter 4, verse 17.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
As Jesus is, Jesus, so are we now in this world. We're just like Jesus. That's a treasure that's in our spirit, man. And we are gonna dig it out today. We can't let that goodness stay in the spirit. That goodness gotta flow through and through to make us whole in the presence of our God. Next scripture. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 6, verse 17. Write it down, write it down. Don't try to remember. You know, you said, well, I can remember. No, 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 no. Write it down so you'll have it available for your quiet hour with the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. In our spirit, man, are one with Holy Spirit. What a gift. What a treasure. We can't let that stay buried in our spirits. That has to flow through and through our hearts, our minds, our souls, and get into the physical realm, that power will begin to work for us. And once that power will begin to work for us, then we can begin to pray for others. We have the assurance and the confidence to know that God is with us and God is using us and God has empowered us. And we can begin to pray for others with assurance, knowing that he did it for me and he'll do it for you too. And it's all in the mighty name of Jesus. And the last scripture we want to set a foundation will come out of 2 Corinthians, and that is also verse 17. I'm going to have to ask the Holy Spirit why all of these great scriptures are in verse 17. These are some awesome scriptures revealing the gifting that God has placed on the inside of us. The 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say liberation. Say it again. Liberation. The spirit man is liberated, totally free, because the greatest power in heaven and earth and under the earth resides in our spirit man, the power of the Holy Ghost. And in our spirit man, we have all power over all the power of the enemy. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. In the old, if you was like me, you was a victim. But in the new, in Christ Jesus, we're no longer victims. We are victors. Somebody say, I'm a victor. And give Jesus the credit. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, before we get into the teaching, as I said earlier, it's our job to get this beautiful, awesome spirit salvation with all of these giftings, a new creation, a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things have become new. As Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. He that's joined unto the Lord is one in spirit, one with the Holy Ghost, one with the Spirit of the living God. And where that spirit is, the Lord's spirit, wherever he is, there is liberty, liberation. And today, we are going to get all of that divine life, that divine flow, that flow of God, that resurrection power, resurrection life. We're going to get it out of our spirits and let it flow through and through. And let it go into our hearts and our minds and our souls and our thoughts, emotions, imagination, intellect, conscience, personality, demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meek, and temperance. Just let it flow like rivers of waters, the supernatural divine life of God. The relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body and all that goodness has to come out of the spirit man and enter into the heart, the mind, and soul that it may enter into the physical body. And the way we do that is, number one, we have two minds. In our spirit man, we have the mind of Christ. But in our soulish mind, we still have the unrenewed mind that was programmed by the old man before he died, that fleshly nature. So the first thing we have to do is renew. Somebody say renew. Yes. Renew our carnal mind and to get it to line up with the mind of Christ that is in our spirits. And then we will no longer be double-minded, for the Bible tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all. I mean, not some or not most, but he's unstable in all. And that's a woman, too, a double-minded mankind personality, a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. They are unstable in all of their ways. So the first thing we have to do is renew the mind, this carnal mind, get it lined up with the spirit mind that will no longer be double-minded, but we can be single-minded. And in that, our carnal mind will begin to believe the treasures and the giftings that God has already placed in our spirit man. Oh, yes. In other words, our carnal mind will acknowledge what has already been done. See, there's a lot of people, Christians, are praying to God, God, do this, and God, give this for me, give me this. And God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. It is finished. God rest, and Jesus finished. and went and sat down at the right hand of the Father. So we already got it. Somebody say, we already got it. Yes. We just got to renew our mind and acknowledge it. And see, once we acknowledge it with our carnal mind, now our carnal mind is saying, I got it. It's true. It's real. I believe the word of God. I looked in God's mirror and I saw it reflect. It reflect what God has already given me, what God has already done for me. Healing, deliverance, prosperity. It is mine. Somebody be like the terrible two-year-old and say, mine, mine. Yes. We already got it. Okay. The first step was renewed. The second step was to get the carnal mind to acknowledge that these things are true and God has already blessed us. And the third step is begin to experience it by speaking what the word of God says. And we read this scripture time and time again, so I just paraphrase it. Ephesians 1:18 and 20 say that we have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, dwelling in our mortal bodies. And what we do is renew our carnal mind to line up with that truth and get our carnal mind to acknowledge power is in you, it's in me, and it's real. Amen. The same power. It's real. I got it. And then we begin to release it, experience it, wherever that power is needed in your body, in your circumstance, in your situation. Just open your mouth and begin. I release the power of God. I release the same power out of my belly that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I release it now. I release it now. You got to speak it. Any power, any force operating against you and your family, you got to open your mouth and say, I release the power of God. I release the power of God. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, I release it. I release it against every power working against my children, working against my grandchildren, working against my husband, my wife, and my marriage. I release the supernatural power of God now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have to operate in the authority that God has given us to operate in. And once we begin to release what he has given us and let it flow through and through us, amen, we can open up our mouth and we can speak boldly against every assignment of the enemy, against every generation of our families. All right, let's step into the teaching. Now, since most Christians do not have a working knowledge of spirit, soul, and body. And what we're saying here is most Christians, they don't have a knowledge of, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Because they are mostly dominated by their five senses. Most Christians are mostly dominated by what they can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, or feel instead of the word of God. We as believers, our life is founded on the word of God. Our destiny is founded on the word of God. Our victories are founded on nothing but the word of God. The word of God changes our circumstances, changes our situation. The word of God moves mountains, and the word of God just exhorts valleys. The word of God. But we have to come in agreement with that word by renewing that mind, acknowledging that that word is true, and then begin to experience by opening up our mouth and releasing what God has said about that situation. Releasing what God is doing in that circumstance. Releasing. God say, speak to the mountain. Every mountain, he say, speak to it. Be thou removed and be thou plucked in the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, and you shall have. You shall have what you say. Let that word reflect into your hearts. Let that word reflect. Let it reflect. It's a mirror. Let it reflect spiritual realities and spiritual truth, that we are no longer bound by natural realities and natural truth, that we take authority over this natural realm by the power of the living God, who blesses in the miracles of our Lord and our God. We got to be dominated by the word of God, and we cannot be dominated by our five senses. When we are dominated by our five senses, the flow of life that is within us stays turned off because we don't believe anything we can't see. And God requires us to walk by faith and not by sight. That's Romans 5 and 7. Said we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. And when a Christian is walking by sight, they do not understand the change that occurred in their born-again spirit. And we read about some of those changes at the beginning of the session. But they don't understand. And they are not fully aware of who they are in Christ. That's the real us. That's our true identity. If we're born again believers, we can no longer be identified outside of Jesus Christ. We are one with him, and he is one with us. His word abides in us, and we abide in him. We are a branch, and he is the vine. Just like a natural branch cannot abide of itself unless it's abide in the vine, neither can we. We cannot produce any fruit unless we abide in the vine. We don't generate the power. The power comes from the vine. The prosperity comes from the vine. The healing comes from the vine. The deliverance comes from the vine. The miracle comes from the vine. All we do is abide, just like a branch in a vine. And when we abide in him and he abide in us, we bear much fruit from his power and his strength. And all we do is stop trying, and we begin to trust. Look at somebody and say, stop trying, and begin to trust. Make up in our mind today that we're going to just trust him. We're going to trust God. Just because of who he is, we're going to trust God's word. Just because it's his word, I'm going to believe God. As Christian, there's a time in every one of our lives, as believers, on this journey where we make that decision before we begin to go higher in our God, and we make that decision no matter what the circumstance look like, I'm going to believe God. No matter what the situation look like, I'm going to believe God. No matter how big the mountain may be at this time, I'm still going to believe God. No matter how long I've been in this low place in the valley, I know I'm coming out because I'm going to believe God. Let's look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to believe God. Translation, biblically, trust. God, trust in the Lord with all, not part of it, not three-fourths of your heart, not 99.5, it just won't do, but with all of your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In other words, in layman's terms, try to figure it out. Don't try to figure out when he's going to do it, how he's going to do it, where he's going to do it, who he's going to use to do it. Lay not there. Don't try to figure it out. In all your ways, all of them, acknowledge him. To acknowledge anything, anybody, they have to be real. You can't acknowledge something that's not real. Acknowledge him with all of your heart, all your mind, all of your soul, all your strength, all your might, and he will direct. He will do it because he knows the plan that he has for you. Plans to prosper you. He has no evil plan for you. It's not of evil. And plans to take you to a perfect end, a perfected end. God has only the best for each and every one of us. Because he is Abba, Father. And by his spirit that dwells on the inside of us, we can cry out, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And in layman terms, what that means is, I got a daddy, I got a daddy, I got a daddy. Oh, yes. I mean, that means a lot to me because my earthly father wasn't there. And I couldn't say that naturally. Amen. But now since I'm born again, been adopted into the kingdom of God, adopted into the family. Glory to God. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. He art in heaven. Hallowed be his name in the earth, in the heavenlies. Hallowed be his name in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. His kingdom has come in me and in you. And his will is being done in me and in you. Because he's our father and we are his children. And he's a good, 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 good father. We've been adopted into the family of God. And you know something I heard about adoption? Adoptions. Yes. Now, natural children, you know, children that was birthed into the family. Don't you know that if the parents want to disown their natural birth children, don't you know they can do it? And you know, maybe the child did something like real, real, real bad that's out of character, and, you know, just something unthinkable. And the parent, if the parents legally want to disown or disconnect that child from the family, they can do it. But you know what? An adopted son or daughter, you can never disown that child. You can never disconnect that child, the family ties from that child. It's against the law. There are consequences if you try to disown an adopted child. But birth children, you can do it. So look at the beauty of adoption. Glory to God. God can never disown us. Amen. Now, you know, after my salvation, I've done some bad stuff that if God could have disowned me, I'm sure he would. But thank God he couldn't. Amen. Thank God he can't. Hallelujah. And thank God I'm covered in the blood and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ from the inside out, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. And maybe there's somebody in studio or somebody listening that haven't received this ministry of reconciliation, that haven't received the spirit of adoption, where they can cry out, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, I got a daddy, I got a daddy, I got a daddy. I tell you what, this is the greatest day of your life. For you listening to Mission from the Heart Radio, and God has anointed us to be a salvation ministry. And it's always an honor for us when Holy Spirit begin to touch the hearts of the audience and those that are listening. And Holy Spirit's job is to draw the hearts of a people back to the heart of God. And the Spirit of God is present, and he's moving. And when he takes over like this, I know what to do. Stop, drop, and pray. Because Minister Kenita Smith has been anointed by the Spirit of God to take all of us to the foot of the cross, that we may sit at his feet and be blessed. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our hour. This is our time of the day in the broadcast that we do just what Minister Copeland said: stop, drop, and pray. And I love the way that sounds, that we stop in our tracks, drop to our knees, and just cry out to God in prayer. Just that simple. Stop what you're doing. Drop down in a position that honors God, whether you lay down, bow your head, put your hands together, bow your knees, whatever position. And if you can't do any of that, just bow down in your mind. Even that is honoring God. So we just want you to come to the feet of Jesus as humble as you know how, because this is the time when we extend Christ to you through salvation, praying a prayer of salvation. Now, we encourage our brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast today, we encourage you to pray with us, partner with us in prayer, that those who choose this day to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, this day has been set for you to no longer run from the beautiful, still, small voice of God, nudging you to come to know him, to fall in love with him, to know and experience him intimately. This is the day that he's made for you to do that. So we extend Christ to you through salvation, and we partner with our brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer to pray with you. Now, I encourage my brothers and sisters who are listening to lift up that individual that the Lord has placed heavy on your heart. It could be your spouse. It could be a wayward child. It could be a coworker or just the drunk on the street. Anyone that the Holy Spirit has nudged you to pray for them. So we also, as we pray one with another. So now, my brother, my sister, who want to know and want to be intimate with Jesus Christ, we're speaking to you today. As you have listened to this broadcast, it wasn't by chance. It was all orchestrated by the Father. And we want you to humble yourself at the foot of Jesus and pray this simple prayer. As we pray these words, it's your heart that God sees. He knows your heart. So I ask that you not come to the feet of Jesus half-hearted. He wants our whole heart. And as intimate as you know and as humble as you know how, let's go to the Lord in prayer. So repeat after me. Father, Lord God, here I am. I truly accept you as my Lord and Savior because I know what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. I know he hung, he bled, and he died for my sins. Lord, please forgive me, for I said some things I did not like. I did some things, Lord, that I know I should not have done. And Lord, my thoughts have been so unclean. But I know you love me just the way I am. Lord, I know that I believe by faith that your word is alive and real, that your word is a mirror to show me how dirty I really am. But I'm so grateful and thankful, Lord God, that you love me just the way I am. I believe by faith and I receive your salvation by your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord God, for loving me. Thank you, Lord God, for nudging me. Thank you, Lord God, for saving me, that I will live eternally. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Stand up and just shout out his name, Jesus. Give him praise. Dance before the Lord. Clap before the Lord. Sing before the Lord that you are a saved individual, that you have been blessed by the Lord, that you will live eternally with the Lord. Hallelujah. That is something to shout about. That is something to tell others your testimony on how you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal, intimate, Lord and Savior. Brother Harold and I are so excited that you have said yes to Christ. Glory be to God. That you have said yes to eternal life. That you have said yes to all of his blessings. Hallelujah. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, hallelujah, what an experience you will have. Just letting the world know that you are a Christ follower. That in itself is a blessing, to let the world know without shame, without worry, just proclaiming Jesus as your Savior. Hallelujah. And seek out a Sunday school class within that church or a small group study, that you would continue to grow and go in grace. God's got a purpose and a plan for you, my brother, my sister. Don't forget that you are and will be used by God. Pursue him through his word and through fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. All things are being worked together for the good of the body of Christ, because we love him, because he first loved us. So, hallelujah, my brother, my sister, who have said yes to Jesus Christ, my, what a joy this is as we celebrate together with you concerning your new born-again spirit. Minister Copeland?
Hey, amen. It is a great day. This is a great hour for the kingdom of God, that God's children returned back home to Abba Father, and that the devil had to let God's people go. His lies will no longer influence your lifestyle, because your lifestyle is totally changed from that of a worldly lifestyle, a worldly kingdom lifestyle, to that of a lifestyle of the kingdom of the living God. God is your Father, and by the Spirit, you can open your mouth and say, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. I got a father, I got a daddy, I got a daddy. Welcome, 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 my brothers and my sisters, to the family of God. Now, you understand in the teaching, we've been adopted in the family. So in other words, Father God can never disown us, or never disconnect from us. We are in his family for all eternity. Because every one of your failures has been washed in the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. Every one of your sins of yesterday, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, has already been paid in full by the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. You stand in the presence of Daddy, sinless, and the Bible calls it justified, just as if you haven't never committed not one sin. And I always have to say that's a miracle for me, because my sin was many. But along with you and I, we stand in the presence of God justified, just as if we haven't committed once again. Now we're on the journey. And the offer to find a good Bible teaching church and keep listening to us, Mission from the Heart, because now we got to renew. We got to renew that mind. And then we got to acknowledge the truth that God has already placed on the inside of us, that we can begin to experience these blessings down here on earth, experience this power of the living God down here on earth. See, we won't need all this power in heaven. Amen. There would not be a warfare in heaven. There would not be sickness in heaven, no diseases in heaven. There will be no sin in heaven. We don't need that power for heaven. We need it now. And that's why we can't walk according to our five senses. And if we walk according to our five senses, we will never know our true identity, which is in Christ. And we can't go make what we can touch, taste, hear, see, or smell our reality. That is not our reality. Amen. The word of God can change every circumstance and every situation with a blink of an eye. The word of God can make everything in the five sense realm line up to the will of God. Amen. With just one hallelujah. Amen. So we no longer look into the physical realm. And we no longer led by our emotions or the mental realm. Amen. For now we have God's power. And we don't have to trust in all our own talents, skills, and ability. Amen. We trust in the power of God. For God's power does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to his power. We do not go by our own perception. We live life now according to the spiritual mirror, which is the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody say every word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, those in studio, those listening by radio, we live in truth now in this hour. And the truth is, as we read at the beginning, old things are passed away. All things are become new in our spirit. And you who got saved today, the moment you got saved, old things have passed away, and all things are become new in your born-again spirit. Everything we'll ever need in our Christian life is already there in our spirit, man. And let's look at Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, another one of my favorite scriptures, verse 3, Ephesians 1.
Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let us read verse 6 and let everybody know that God is pleased with him.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us in the beloved. Amen.
We are accepted by God. Amen. And this goodness, we can't mess it up because God has a guard patrolling it and keeping it, so we can't mess it up with our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings of when we go right and should be left. We do not mess up the beauty of our spirit because someone is protecting our spirit. Look at verse 13 and see who is that protecting our spirits. Same chapter, verse 13.
In him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen.
See, amen. And that seal is like when we used to jar fruits. We put fruits in a jar to put them on the shelf for a long time. But before we put them on the shelf, we take some paraffin and we'll put paraffin over there to seal it airtight so none of the airborne bacteria can get into that fruit and destroy it while it's on the shelf. It's sealed. And this salvation that God has placed on the inside of us, he sealed it with the Holy Ghost. And when we do have a bad thought, that thought do not seep down in our spirit, man, because of the seal of the Spirit of God. When we do make a mistake, that mistake do not seep down into our spirit, man, because our spirit, man, is sealed. Somebody say sealed. Man, is sealed by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. And see, that's how much God loves us. Amen. God would not allow us to start our own salvation because we couldn't. We would have messed it up. He started it. And this salvation, this spirit salvation that our brothers and sisters receive today, this salvation gets us to heaven. And God gave it to us. He done the work. We didn't do the work. And the Bible says, he that started it, which is God, he is faithful. Come on, help me out, somebody. He is faithful to finish it. Good. That's why they call him the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning, and he's the end. He starts it, and he finishes it. And guess what? He is everything in between. He's A, and he's Z. But he's every other ladder between A and Z. He's awesome. Somebody say awesome. He is awesome. Somebody say awesome. He is awesome. Somebody say awesome. He is mighty. Somebody say mighty. He is mighty. Somebody say deliverer. Somebody say healer. Somebody say great God. Somebody say Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. I got a daddy. I love you in the name of the Lord. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide in each of our hearts. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that someone else may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Be blessed. I love you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Copeland, for just allowing the Holy Spirit to bless, use you and be a blessing to all of us who were listening to this broadcast today. I tell you, the Word of God is real. It is alive. And we need to hunger and thirst for the Word of God, like a deer panting for water. This is how we are to hunger for the Word of God. So my brothers and sisters, always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth season after season. But always know that the Word of God will never fade away. remain blessed and remain in his love. God bless you, and we will be with you again on the continuation of this wonderful lesson, the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. God bless you.